There's been a sharp fall in recorded crime since the start of the pandemic a year ago. The latest figures from the Central Statistics Office suggest the number of serious crimes dropped by over one third in 2020 compared to the previous year. The figures also include more than 1,000 breaches of COVID-19 regulations. These statistics are published under reservation, which means the CSO does not accept that the Garda Pulse data system currently meets its standards for completeness and accuracy. Let's talk now to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, who's been looking at the figures. Paul, these are the first annual figures since the start of the pandemic. Do they show the effects, the impact of the lockdown?
Yeah, they do, Brian. Look, I mean, obviously with COVID, there's more people at home. There have been less people on the streets and more Gardaí visible on the roads and in the parks and in the scenic areas. The impact of the restrictions are evident because the figures have been included for the first time, where we see that there's over 1,000 breaches of the COVID-19 regulations included in today's figures. But if you look at particular types of crimes, for example, burglary, the largest drop in any serious crime is in the area of burglary and related offences. That's down by over 34% in total, but if you look at that in the overall, it represents 5,800 fewer burglaries in 2020 last year than in 2019. Also, there has been a drop in other burglary-related offences, such as the crime of possessing an article, a weapon with intent to burgle. That's down by over 7%. However, interestingly, aggravated burglary, which is burglary with violence, that crime has increased. And Gardaí believe that's most likely because more people were at home when the burglars who decided to carry out burglaries arrived at people's homes or businesses. They were more likely to find people at home, and therefore those people were more vulnerable to attack, so that the burglaries that did take place tended to include violence as well. Thefts were down by almost a quarter. Robberies were also down by over 20%. Fewer cars were stolen last year. There were fewer thefts from people, thefts from the person. There were fewer thefts from shops. Shoplifting, obviously, because the shops were closed in many cases. Handling stolen property, there was less property stolen, therefore less property to handle, less for the criminals to have, less for them to sell on, fewer cash in transit robberies, fewer robberies from institutions or establishments, whether that be shops or businesses.
Mm-hmm. In relation to two areas, though, there have been recorded increases. Drugs offences up just over 9% and weapons and explosives offences up almost 15%. Does that tell us that organised crime, gangland criminals, are as active as ever?
Well, we see that they are active. It does show them as being active, but they haven't been as successful, I think, is what these figures show. For example, murders and manslaughters have been down in 2020 when compared to 2019, but there's been a huge reduction in gangland murder. Other gangland offences like drugs and gun seizures have been up, but again, Gardaí believe that with fewer people on the roads, more Gardaí on the streets, it makes it more difficult for the criminal gangs to move the contraband, more difficult for them to move guns, drugs, cash, and more difficult for crime gangs to operate on the streets with less people to shelter their activities behind. Shootings were also down almost 10%, and interestingly enough, drug imports were down by over a quarter. So the gangs not only having more drugs and cash seized, also finding it more difficult to traffic drugs into the country. Now, that's not to say that the drugs aren't coming in, it's just that they're finding it more difficult to bring the drugs in.
One perhaps puzzling aspect of these figures is an increase in serious road traffic offences. This at a time when there's, because of the lockdown, far fewer people on the roads.
Yeah, and you would have expected a different result there because of the checkpoints and because of the Garda patrols. But there's been increases, for example, 35 cases of dangerous driving causing death. That's an increase of 10 more people died as a result of that offence in 2020. And the Gardaí simply don't know why that happened. They still have to drill down into those figures to try and establish a reason for that. Now, they believe that so far this year, the number of deaths on the roads are down in comparison to 2020, but for the for the annual figures last year, that increase is worrying. Drug driving also more than doubled. Over 2,640 people were arrested last year on suspicion of drug driving. That's more than seven people every day. However, dangerous driving causing serious bodily harm, that was down 43%. There was only 22 cases recorded there, so it's difficult to say what that could actually tell you. Drink driving cases, however, were also down. They dropped by over 20%.
What about the area of sexual assaults, rapes, that category of offence? There's been a decline there.
Yeah, there has. There's also been a noted Garda increase in this particular type of investigation, and we know the Garda Protective Services Bureau, for example, have put a major emphasis on domestic violence during the COVID lockdown. Reported sexual offences for 2020 were down by over 10%, with rapes down over 7%. And again, the difficulty with these figures is that they're reported figures, so they're based on people actually reporting to the Garda, and we do know how difficult it is for people to report sex crimes. There were 1,500 cases of sexual assault recorded for 2020. That figure is down over 12% on the previous year. Aggravated sexual assault was down 55%. But again, only four cases are recorded in the statistics here, and so it's very difficult to see what that could tell you. However, reported cases of child sexual abuse have increased by 9%, and that could seem to indicate that people who were abused as children are coming forward as adults and reporting this crime.
Yeah, well, bearing in mind what you say about the reporting of crime, and also what the CSO says about the quality of these statistics under reservation, they say, just finally a word about who are the victims of crime looking at these figures. The vast majority continue to be men.
Yeah, men seem to be the larger category of men, and young men in particular. From the ages of 18 to 29, a quarter of all male victims of crime are between the ages of 18 and 29, and again then another 20% between the ages of 30 and 44. And that's different if you look at the women who are victims of crime. The vast majority of women are between 18 and 29, but then when you go to the ages of 30 to 44, it's as few as 2%. The figure is 2% of women are victims of crime there. But there has been a reduction right across the board in the numbers of crimes and the number of people who are victims of crime. Overall, the percentage of victims of crime have dropped by over 13%.
Very good. Crime correspondent Paul Reynolds, thank you for that.